All right, this story is making the rounds, and I have to admit, this video is pretty wild.
It is wild. And I just saw it the other day. This happened last week in Southern California, where a Ring doorbell apparently captured something really bizarre walking across this residence driveway. It's a woman. And we got a report here from NBC News. NBC News is on this. They wonder what it is, and they have experts who are trying to figure out if this is really an alien. So stop this anytime you would like. Let's hear the report about the alien that shows up on the Ring camera in California.
Blink and you might miss it, but Jessica Ortiz didn't.
Like, I'm going crazy. I'm literally going crazy. Like, I'm losing my mind. And I took the phone to my son, so I was like, can you check this for me? I was like, am I seeing things, or is this what I'm seeing?
What do you see? Here it is paused. It's from her Ring video from June 5th in Southern California.
Okay, when they do pause it, it does look very ET-like, that there's a white image walking across with a big head. It's kind of slumped over. And
yeah, it's got the big oversized head on the little pencil thin kind of neck, and
any sort of drawing you've ever seen of an alien, this is it. And it looks like it's just walking across in front of her house. All right, more.
He's like, Mom, it's an alien. Call the police. And I was like, I'm not calling the police on an alien.
But is it an alien?
What does that look like to you? Does that look like a human? It does not look human to me.
Do you think this alien video is real? It looks pretty real to me.
Jessica is not 100% sure.
We didn't even know what to do. Like, I'm not going to call the police. I'm not going to go outside. I guess I'm going to have to live with the doubt because I'm not checking.
Scott Roeder is a little more confident.
Most likely, we're not alone here on planet Earth. I think we share this space with beings and creatures that we are not readily able to recognize or acknowledge that are there.
He's a crime scene reconstruction expert. With Jessica's information, he worked on an incident report and even this 3D model.
Based on the totality of circumstances and the evidence we had, we estimate that the creature is about 3 feet tall, with two arms and two legs, walking at what we would consider a normal pace.
But are you ready for
okay,
the
wait a minute, wait a minute. Okay, so he's a crime reconstruction expert, and the 3D image that they have of him is very cartoon looking.
Yeah.
And he's got it at 3 feet and walking normally.
Yes, science.
Okay. So if these aliens, of course, always take on these similar shape, which is either just the replication of the meme of the idea of what they look like, and so everyone always kind of manifests them the same way, or they actually exist and this is what they look like.
Mm-hmm.
But if these are extraterrestrials, which he is not positing, he's saying that these are intraterrestrials or whatever the opposite is. They're native to America. The Earth. Then if they're so advanced that they're extraterrestrial and we're able to get here, they're absolutely not going to be in biological bodies. That makes no sense.
They're not going to walk by a Honda Accord?
Yes. I mean, that's not the way they're going to be locomoting around the Earth. It's by walking.
All right, let's hear some more evidence here.
But are you ready for the bubble to pop?
I think it's a human.
And why would you say it's a human, even though the shape is so weird?
What we see really in the camera is not necessarily what you will see in your eyes, right? Because it goes through all these image compression and it goes through the transmission, all these processes.
Dr. Sean Peng is an expert in digital cameras and imaging at UCF. He says the low light and the video compression is what fools us. And while he's confident a human walked through the camera, he can't say what the person actually looked like in the first place.
Those information lost in the encoding and decoding process.
So maybe it's better
okay,
left
for... Okay, so I think this guy has got the answer. And I've probably watched this thing 50 times. And what he's saying is sometimes, as good as these cameras are, they don't, especially at night. This is 1 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah. That's so it's in night vision mode.
Yes.
It's in black and white because it's doesn't have enough light. And so it's switched over into night mode.
Yeah. And you can see that there's some sort of image that's going across. It could be someone who's walking across there and they're carrying like I can almost see a guy carrying what looks to be like a blanket or something.
Mm-hmm.
And the blanket makes it, with his arm over it, makes it look like it's a head and then a weird alien body and that walks across. I think that's what it is.
And when you see it in the its natural context, not the cropped in image, it's kind of off to the side of the image. You know, it's way on the side of the image, which usually that's where distortion will happen because these things use not fisheye lenses. They're not quite that wide, but they use these wide-angle lenses okay. that distort things that are in the periphery of the image.
But, man, the first 49 times you watch it, it's like, dang, that's an alien walking across their driveway. I mean, it looks really...
Well, and it also helps, and people will see the alien because that's what... has been planted in your mind before you even watch it.
That's what we want to see.
And that's basically when you reduce humans, the human mind, it's just a pattern recognition machine. And yeah, if someone tells you the pattern that you need to recognize and you look at it, you'll be inclined to recognize that pattern.
Why is he eliminating the possibility that it's an animal, a distorted image of an animal that may be carrying something in
a blanket?
Mouth?
A bear that's carrying a blanket.
But it's so small. It's so short.
A bear that's just got in a fight with a wife and is wanting to get some shut-eye in somebody's backyard.
Like the only thing my yard cameras pick up at 1 in the morning are raccoons.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Or a cat. Yeah. It's only an animal at 1 in the morning.
I guess because it's humanoid, he traces it to the human animal. I guess that's my theory.
But it looks like it could, to me, it looks equally animal as it does human. Looks like a dog, could be a dog as much as a human.
Mm-hmm.
Or as someone who hosts Coast to Coast, do you think this could be an alien?
Well, he's not in Coast to Coast mode right now. If he was in that mode, that's all we'd hear is how this is an alien.
Yeah, you have to ask me next year at the campground.
Okay.
I mean, I want to believe it's an alien.
Why?
Because that's way more fun.
Yeah. Than some sort of distorted camera.
Yeah. Yeah, why are they letting that guy on there to destroy everyone's fun?
He's ruined everybody's fun from the Big 12.
Talking
he's from Central Florida.
Compression and transmission. Nobody wants to hear that crap.
Yeah, if it really were an alien, why would the alien be walking down the sidewalk at 1 in the morning? It just, with that, it just...
He has a night shift.
Yeah, it seems a little odd.
And...
But the original, the initial image that you see, and yeah, when you're told it's an alien... Then it looks exactly like how we always imagine them.
I have to say, though, of all of the either film or video that we've seen of either a alien or a Bigfoot, this one's the freakiest one.
Freakier than the Patterson film of Bigfoot
that is so
crossing
fake.
The creek?
That is so fake. And if you guys still hold out hope for Bigfoot, and I know you do, Why haven't
I don't know that that's the first thing people say about us. There's two guys that hold out hope for Bigfoot.
It's not the first thing, but you guys do hold out hope for some sort of real Bigfoot sighting. Why haven't we captured this on a Bigfoot on a ring camera somewhere? Or all the street cameras that we have?
They're way
nationwide.
Too smart. Way too smart for that.
And they
so
are not.
Aliens.
They were captured on 8mm back in 1968 or whenever.
And they
the
learned went. From that.
That's because one guy said to the other guy, okay, I've got the ape suit on now, roll camera. I'm going to walk across this creek.
You think that if there was an audio track to the Patterson film, that's what we'd hear?
Yes.
Is the crackle of the walkie-talkie? All right, go ahead and walk across the creek in the ape suit.
There was that recent Bigfoot sighting video that came out about 6 months ago. Did you guys see that?
No.
Yeah, here it is.
Was it convincing? Oh, was that where the Bigfoot was across the river
yeah.
and like threw a stone at somebody or sat down on the mountainside?
In Colorado. So it's the
okay, yeah, I did see that.
Clearly Colorado Bigfoot.
That's pretty convincing, George.
It looks like a guy in a Chewbacca outfit.
Well, you'll say that about any Bigfoot sighting then.
Yeah, the ammunition belt and the crossbow is kind of giving that away.
It's okay that mine's not movie quality. Yeah, it's. I think it is some sort of camera reflection or something like that. But
see, that you don't believe it either.
I don't believe it, but it would freak you out if you checked your Ring doorbell and that's what you saw.
Sure,
and you'd have to watch it 30 or 40 times. Man, what am I watching here?
But it's like the point that was brought up. We have more Ring cameras and outdoor security cams than ever before. And the fact that we only capture one of these a year, and it's always inconclusive, it makes you think, okay, yeah, it's distortions and it's misinterpretations of what's on there. Because if these creatures were all over the place, why this thing's on foot, obviously got in a fight with its other alien craft, spacecraft mates.
Spaceship and they broke down.
Let him off to, hey, dude, you're getting out right here. You're walking the rest of the way.
With this blanket? Okay.
I can't go out there. It's cold. Here, take the freaking emergency blanket and get out of here.
The other thing is, it could be a late night prank too. With a high school kid has a pretty awesome outfit, and hey, let's walk by some.
Sure, I'm
houses.
Surprised that doesn't happen more. Why aren't people trying to prank these Ring cameras?
I have seen that. I did a dive on this, and you can do it too. You can see there's all sorts of obvious pranks, and they're so clear that it's a something they picked up around Halloween. That, yeah.
Still has a Party City tag hanging off of it.
But this one's different because it is so mysterious, and it's not, okay, it's clearly an 8-year-old in a
hoodie,
some sort of costume or a hoodie. That there's something weird about this one. It's different.
And it's on your Twitter, right? If somebody
wants to
see it.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, put it up on X if you haven't seen this yet and you want to take a look at it upon further review in either rule alien or no alien.
And but so, Junes, you officially rule no alien, right?
I rule no alien. I think it's an animal.
An animal?
You're saying animal.
Yeah.
I'm saying I think it's a person.
It's walking on all fours?
I think it's a person in a possum costume wearing a hoodie.
See, to me, maybe I'm just not looking at this properly. To me, it doesn't look like they're walking on two legs.
Mm-hmm.
It looks like they're hunched way over where they could be walking on four.
Okay.
Now I've got to find it again.
I don't necessarily see that, but yeah, I guess we're going to see different things. Do you think if you took a poll nationwide, like, that look, it would be 50-50?
Look at that. Its back is horizontal.
Yeah, he's hunched over.
So to me, that looks like something walking on four legs.
No, but that looks like the body with the little thin neck with the oversized, like that skull is the exact shape of like the Crystal Skull aliens.
Yeah.
Watch it go by.
But
here.
I just think that the head is distorted, like that guy was saying, the image is distorted.
See,
but see, the neck is facing forward, not straight up like a human. It's forward like an animal.
Well, yes, because he does a lot of computer work, and he's got now has spinal issues.
Does he get both feet in bounds? I don't know. It's inclusive to me.
Yeah?
I think
well, then we have to go with the original ruling, which the homeowner said was alien.
She's pretty convinced that was it, and so is her son, that was an alien.
She sounds
well,
little.
They needed to call police.
Why was she so against calling police?
Because she'd look crazy reporting an alien.
That's right. But she has video
but
to
yet
back
she,
it up.
She goes public, universe-wide, with the fact that it's an alien. So why is she scared of looking crazy to just only police?
Because someone told her she could get lots of pub.
Yeah, but she could get pub either way.
Do you think it's such a clown world now that if you did a nationwide poll, it would be about 50-50?
Oh, yeah. I think it'd be more than 50% would think it's alien.
70-30 alien?
Yes. Yes.
It'd be 99-1 alien.
In the information age, superstition has been on a bull run.